What's up, y'all? My name is Mo Mitch, and I am the host of In The Moment. Brand new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I believe in laughing through pain, and I give you a lot of opportunities to laugh at mine.
We're being honest here. Who am I to judge Lauren London? Even if she did have a baby 2 years after they broke up. My ex had a baby with another guy while we were still together.
Bruh.
Wait for me to die. She ain't even wait for us to break up.
I'm 100% transparent on my podcast every time. I use my personal experiences to hopefully help you navigate through yours. So yeah, you're gonna laugh till it hurts, but you might also learn something.
But if you're loving on somebody who has been abused, keep this in mind. There are things that can happen to you as a grown man that'll trigger that abuse you faced as a child, and it'll make you a child again. As a man, I ran from that.
Listen to In The Moment on Acast or wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.
My first question always is, when there's tragedy or close to tragedy that occurs, was Cassie anywhere near the situation? So my first question to you, Mo, before you even tell us what it is, was Cassie anywhere in the zip code?
Let's see. Cassie, where were you on Friday night around 6 p.m.?
Nowhere near Mo. That's the good news.
Are we sure of this?
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember because if I have time off, I like to obliterate my mind nowadays. So I don't really remember where I was, but I'm pretty sure it was at home.
Okay, Mo, carry on.
All right. Well, the thing is, I would like to make a music video because music videos are kind of back and visuals are important for your songs that you created. And I made an album a couple months ago.
Your sophomore album.
My sophomore album. The problem is, I don't want to die for it. I don't think it's that
How
important.
How much do you love your art?
That's the thing, and that's the question of the morning, apparently.
How committed are you is what Kristen's asking, right?
Yes. So
you want to become legend.
Yeah.
Then you die.
For the sake of art, baby.
two albums and that's it, right? So, that's all you get. I just haven't been having great luck with music videos.
Oh, so, yeah, remind people about the first one.
Yeah, I tried to do my first video some months back, and it was a favor for a favor type situation. A friend of a friend was trying to complete a project for his school. He was going to school for being a video engineer and producer. And it was 12 long hours of hard work, a lot of sweating. It was probably the hottest day of the summer at the time. And after
you
seeing
love the heat.
Lord knows. Yeah. I'm out there for hours on end, lights, camera, action, doing the same verse of your song 140 times. You hate your own song by the time it's done. And when he sent the final product, in a word, trash. It was not good.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way. And so I decided I'm done with music videos. Who needs visuals? You get the music and that's it. So then my guy hits me and he's like, man, listen, I got one of the best video producers in Atlanta that wants to work with you. He wants to come to the studio. He wants to listen to your music and he wants to try to make a project happen for you.
That's exciting.
So that's what I said. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, this can't go wrong. I mean, he's one of the best doing it. This is an awesome opportunity. So he comes to one of my studio sessions. He listens to the album and he chooses a particular song that he felt like he could turn into a really dope music video, which is called Letter from a Virgo.
Every time I would fight, so dark enough for me to walk into the light. I'm bright, I beat that shit to death. Still I go left every time I know I ain't right. Make excuses, don't know what the use is. Truth is, sometimes I think I'm useless. Don't know myself, talk to me and feel intrusive. Beat myself up to the point I feel I'm abusive. Ruthless, guess they keep me grounded. Never need a circle, I guess that's what keep me rounded. Smooth as butter, but cutter, I'm like no other. Should I take the bed, I'm always gonna try to cover. The time I wrote a letter to end it and didn't stutter till I realized I ain't know how to write by to my mother. If I take y'all to the beginning, all of this shot and lost to get the winning. Sometime I sit like, was it worth it?
So he chooses that song to want to do a video for. And I'm like excited about this because he starts asking me for childhood videos, childhood pictures, like all kinds of visuals and things that he has in his mind. So he hits me and he's like, hey, man, listen, I'm shooting a video for another artist and it's going to be like a party scene. So you should come out for two reasons. For one, you kind of get to see me in action. You get to see my work and like what I normally do. And for two, with you being there, we can get you on film and we can probably use some of the footage that we get from you on this set for your own set. Like I can transfer it and we'll already have visuals. So it'd be easier for you to be at 20 different places for one video shoot.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, that sounds fun. He's like, it's going to be drinks. It's literally going to be like a gathering, a party, and we're just filming. So I'm like, cool. So I show up, The location is nice. It's like a patio type situation. So it's outdoors, but it's kind of indoors as well. He's filming in both places. And when I get there, he's like just started filming. So they tell me to get into the outfit that I brought to get into. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, this is going really well. So I get my stuff on, and then they put me like right by where all of the DJ equipment is. It was a DJ there. He has his entire setup. It's right outside. And I'm like now standing there waiting for them to start filming. This is the part I absolutely hate. You're just literally nice. Standing there. Mm-hmm. They're like, you shoot, you stop, you shoot, you stop, you shoot, you stop. So the third time that he went in and said action, I just feel somebody grab me like really hard, like almost like grabbing me out of the way. And I have no idea what they're doing. This is like out of nowhere. As soon as they do it, I smell something like immediately that smells like fire. And so now I'm trying to piece together what is going on.
It's your album.
if they were playing my song, that would have made sense because it's heat, right? But I turn around. The DJ equipment is on fire.
Oh,
like 5 feet from me. Literally just went up into flames to this moment. I don't know how this happened. Damn. He said it was something with the electricity. I guess he was the way the wires were set up. It literally caught on fire. They had to have people running from the other room with fire extinguishers to put the fire out. And I don't know that if this woman didn't grab me as hard as she did, that I wouldn't have got hit by this fire. So in my mind, I think I'm done here.
The Burt Show.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before. We're supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on The Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies.
Took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy thruple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
We break down this week's breakup only on The Breakup Breakdown podcast.